Daniel chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, from out of the descendants of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, discerned, by reading written documents, out of which I read the word of Yahweh, which came to Jeremiah the prophet, foretelling the number of the years that he would complete, being 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face toward Yahweh, my Elohim, to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed to Yahweh, my Elohim, and I made my confession, and I said, O Yahweh, the great and dreadful El, who is keeping the covenant and mercy to those that love him, and to those that keep his commandments. We have sinned, and we have committed iniquity, and we've done wickedly, and we've rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and from your judgments. Neither have we listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, to all the people of the land. O Yahweh, righteousness belongs to you, but to us belongs the confusion of our faces, as it is at this day. To the men of Yehuda, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel that are near and that are far away, through all the countries to where you have driven them, because of their trespass that they trespassed against you. O sovereign, to us belongs confusion of face, to our kings, and to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To Yahweh, our Elohim, belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. And neither have we obeyed the voice of Yahweh our Elohim, in order to walk in his laws which he set before us through his servants, the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law, even by leaving it, so that they could not obey your voice. So for this reason the curse is poured out upon us, and the oath that's been written in the law of Moshe, the servant of our Elohim, because we've sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words which he spoke against us, and against our judges that judged us, bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole of heaven has not been done as has been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moshe, all this evil has come upon us, and still we did not make our prayer before Yahweh, our Elohim, so that we could turn away from our iniquities and understand your truth. It is for this reason that Yahweh has watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for Yahweh, our Elohim, is righteous in all his works which he does, for we did not obey his voice. And now, O Yahweh, our Elohim, who has brought your people forth from out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and has gotten yourself renowned as it is at this day, we have sinned, and we have done wickedly. O Yahweh, according to all your righteousness, I beg you, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all that are around us. Now, therefore, our Elohim, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary that is desolate for Yahweh's sake. My Elohim, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you for our righteousnesses, but for your great mercies. O Yahweh, hear! Yahweh, forgive! Yahweh, listen and do! Do not defer for your own sake, my Elohim, for your city and your people are called by your name. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before Yahweh, my Elohim, for the holy mountain of my Elohim. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me at about the time of the evening oblation, and he informed me, and talked with me, and he said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill, and understanding, and discernment. At the beginning of your supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show you, because you're greatly beloved. So for this reason, understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks have been determined upon your people and upon your holy city, to finish the transgression, and to make an end of sins, and to make a reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know for this reason, and understand from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one, the prince, will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street will be rebuilt and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks will the anointed one be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end of that will be with a flood, and until toward the end of the war, desolations have been determined. And he will confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he will cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and because of the overspreading of abominations he will make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that which has been determined will be poured out upon the desolate. End of chapter.